Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl, His grace with His mercy. Today, the night of Jummah, Allah has again given to us this opportunity. And for Allah's remembrance, His remembrance, we are all assembled. He assembled us, He gathered us. And tonight, this night, from a different few angles, is extremely great, extremely azim night. Obviously, one, it is the night of Jummah. That's one point. And this has its own unique virtues. But on top of that, this night has a very unique, it has a unique feature. And that is that two very great months, in other words, Shaban and Ramadan. Shaban, this is the final night, and it is the night of welcoming Ramadan. Tonight, we are sat in dhikr on this night, alhamdulillah, with Allah's grace, with His fadl. And inshaAllah, if Allah wills, then tomorrow night, if Allah's permission is there, then we will be stood together in Taraweeh, inshallah. So in this regard, it's a beautiful and excellent night. Allah knows best what great rewards we will get in this night, because those 3 months about which the pious predecessors have said, Rajab is Allah's month, Shaban is Nabi al-Kareem, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's month, and Ramadan is the month belonging to the Ummah, His nation. So, now with Allah's grace, with His blessings, that month about which Allah's Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 2 months prior did the dua that, O Allah Ta'ala, give to us the ability to arrive up to Ramadan, into Ramadan. So with Allah's fadl, Ramadan is very close, and it's just the difference of one night, and inshallah we'll arrive to that great month. And it's such a great month if you think for yourself, for which Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam 2 months in advance via a dua He instructed us to prepare for this month. And the reason for this was that the importance of this month should penetrate into our hearts, and we should understand that it's not a minor thing, that months come and go, but Allah Ta'ala, for this month, Allah's Prophet ﷺ did not do dua for any month like he did for this month. Allah, deliver me into Ramadan. In other words, unique dua, ajeeb dua, that Allah, the Prophet ﷺ is saying to Allah, that give me the life so I can enter into Ramadan. Allow me to reach to Ramadan. And this is a great honor for a human being. Imagine what is Ramadan. So that Allah Ta'ala, please give me life so I can continue and reach to Ramadan. That the Prophet is asking Allah to extend the life at least to that time so that we can see that great month. So Allah Ta'ala has put a great reward in this month for a human being. What will be Ramadan in reality? So brothers, all of these things that Allah's Nabi has demonstrated to us, there's a reason for this. That we should not be lazy or negligent with regards to this. We shouldn't neglect. This is the real point. We shouldn't neglect it. And because this is the final night prior, so from this night we should try especially that Ramadan totally, we should attain the month of Ramadan. Remember this, in our hearts we should think about this. Because it's not a small thing. To waste Ramadan is not a small thing. It is a big, big opportunity. And it's a big loss if a human being wastes his Ramadan. If Rasulullah has taught us the dua that Allah, He did a dua for the extension of life, just for this reason, so that Ramadan could come into the life of that person. So how much barakah Allah has put into this month? So such a month, We should not waste it at all. Rather, we should totally and completely be ready for Ramadan, that no opportunity should be wasted in this month. How? How do we attain the reality of this month, so that completely we attain the benefit of Ramadan? So for this, the methodology is this: that whenever Allah gives a person ability to prepare for ibadah, then first and foremost for that ibadah, that worship, to prepare, the human being purifies himself. For example, we came for salah just now. So first, what did we do to ourselves? We purified ourselves. We cleaned ourselves. Without wudu, there's no salah, is there? Cannot be, impossible. Can anybody be in salah without wudu? No, because Allah has given us ibadah. And for that ibadah of salah, you have to be clean, pure. So Allah gave us a tariqah that do wudu, ablution. And we were taught how to do wudu, how to put water into the nose, how to put water into the mouth, how to utilize the miswak, and how to do masah of the fingers, etc. So there's a special formula, method of how to purify ourselves for this ibadah of salah. For this ibadah, Allah says you have to do wudu like this. Not, oh, just wash your mouth. Oh, I've just washed my mouth, that's enough. Oh, I'll just wash my feet, I won't wash my hands. Oh, I forget doing masah today. We can't do that. Complete wudu has to be performed. We've been told how to clean ourselves so that if anything is left out, doesn't matter, you can read the whole Quran in a rakat, but you won't get nothing. Everything is based on what? If you clean yourselves beforehand, salah, if you clean, that's the condition. And that tariqah, just like that, the purity has been explained to us for that ibadah, for salah, demonstrated to us. So in the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for all other ibadats, has also given conditions. He's given us conditions. So now we are going towards a great ibadah, which is not for a few hours, it's not for one day, it's 30 days and 30 nights of Ramadan. Say subhanallah. Yes, in one go, amazing ibadah. Ramadan, ajib, unique ibadah, 30 days and 30 nights in one go. Sometimes it happens, sometimes, for example, if you think that some people who don't understand, they look at the tariq of fasting, just some people who are disbelievers, they just look at the form of Ramadan and they become Muslims. They just start with imitation. I talk to you from experience in my life. That, do you do this? Can we do this? Yes, you can also do this. Then without niyyah, without intention, without iman, they start imitating, following you, copying you. Maybe they're doing it for dieting. But the fazail of the fast is so much that spiritually, just leave the spiritual factors, but bodily improvements Allah Ta'ala has given many, for diabetes, for high blood pressure, for diabetes, etc. Name any sickness or illness, and a solution through the fast comes. So by the copying, coming, they come to the genuine deen. So if the disbeliever can become a Muslim, then what can the fast do to a Muslim then? Imagine. Imagine if a Muslim with right preparation comes into Ramadan, then imagine what he becomes in Ramadan. But we don't understand this point. We just think we're celebrating or commemorating or traditional. What's the preparation? All we know is that fasting's come in the morning is food, in the evening's food, and pray Tarawih in the night. That's it. And Tarawih 8 rakats only. Only 8 rakats. Or maybe after a while it'll become 6 rakats. They'll take some hadith. Oh, you know, there's 6 riwayah as well. What's the point of praying 8? They'll say one day. So this is this a point to argue when Allah Ta'ala has given the fazilat? When you come to me, Allah says, then you have to be careful of one thing. Allah says, when you come to me in the hereafter, you will have a regret that Allah, when you'll see the asal, when our eyes open, internal eyes, when they'll open in hereafter, you'll say, Allah, what neglect, what great opportunities you gave to us in the world, and how we wasted those opportunities, how we crushed them and put them away from our lives. When we see the rewards in the hereafter, when we see the punishments of neglect and abandoning Allah's deen, at that time a person will be extremely regretful. How Allah was so stupid, Allah, in the world, that you gave me so many ni'mas, you gave me Ramadan of all things. The importance of Ramadan, that 2 months in advance the Prophet was doing dua, that Allah take us into Ramadan, deliver us from Ramadan, and I wasted that. And I consider it just a normal thing, oh, just for eating, drinking, for this action, for Taraweeh. That what is the real meaning of Ramadan? Think for a moment. What is Ramadan? What is Ramadan? So, such a great ibadah of Ramadan. Do we think that for doing this ibadah, that we don't need to be pure before entering into Ramadan? How can it be? For every ibadah in advance, Allah says, purify yourself before you implement it. And this is that 1 year of impurity we need to clean from Ramadan. Yes, Salah, after Fajr, come to Dhuhr. In between there's a few hours. That's why there's dirt, isn't it? And that's bodily dirt that's been cleaned through Salah. But this is a spiritual ibadah, Ramadan. And I won't go towards that now. Otherwise, we'll go into that discussion. What is the spirituality of Ramadan? And why has Ramadan come? And what are the properties of fasting? Everything is attached to the ruh, the soul, the inner self. Ramadan, 100%, it is internal cleansing. That is what this ibadah is, Ramadan. 100%. That's why Allah says, لَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah talks about the inner state of the human being. That through this ibadah, that Allah says, what will be the end point? That I've given you Ramadan for your inner state, for your soul. This is how great this ibadah is. So brothers, tomorrow Ramadan is coming. And we need to be clean for Ramadan before we enter. Look, there's masjid. Yeah, let's take this masjid example. Tomorrow salah, when you come, then for example, the upstairs part was shut and it was closed and the machines were running and the carpet cleaning machines and the vacuum cleaners, and today we came, then open up, was upstairs was open and downstairs there was cleaning. What's happening? After a year we're seeing this. They said, we're preparing for Ramadan, mashallah, cleaning, preparing the masjid. So what's being done to the masjid? The masjid's clean anyway, it's pure. But they're cleaning it even more, deep clean, because Ramadan sahib is coming, subhanAllah. So they're preparing. Again, ready. So preparation, what do we as individuals need to do is that we need to, that 1 year of dirt from last year, we need to clean that dirt from us and then enter into Ramadan. From Rajab, we were being told to do this. The meaning of the dua was for a reason. We wasted Rajab, we wasted Shaban. This is the final night now, before going into the month. Alhamdulillah, Allah, we're so grateful. Then the final night, Allah has given us a chance still. Allah has gathered us, assembled, and He sat us down for His dhikr. For His dhikr. It's not a small thing through which Allah is explained to us. Through which is Allah? What is Allah explaining? Through a halaqa dhikr, a gathering of dhikr. What is this halaqa dhikr? It's not a minor action, is it? Gathering of dhikr is a great ibadah indeed, isn't it? Such an opportunity has given us the ability. That this is Riyadul Jannah. There's a hadith that when you pass by the gardens of paradise, then graze in those gardens. Fartawu, graze in. From eating from within them. What does that mean? A person eats, but the animals, they graze and they eat and they consume. So the Mufassirin have said two reasons for this explanation of the hadith. Either in that gathering of dhikr, there are special fruits of Jannah that is told, eat from those gatherings. Because you can't eat from your mouth. Your ruh will consume those special delicacies in the gathering. That's why I said that when you go to a gathering of dhikr, then feed your ruh so much, because they're special fruits that you can't see. They're fruits of paradise. Riyadul Jannah. This is regards to normal dhikr that you do. And one is the next point, the halaqa dhikr. One is individually doing dhikr and one is the gathering of dhikr. And this gathering is so great. Not this, the whole world the dhikr is going at this moment in time. The whole world this dhikr, Makkah, Medina, here, there. The whole world wide people sit down and listen to dhikr. And if you don't trust me, then phone them and ask them. So this is all one halaqa, one big gathering. Not just us here, sat here in this town. Rather everywhere, whoever's joined this gathering, I am hopeful in Allah's rahmah that all of those places become the portion of paradise. The whole world Allah Ta'ala transforms through this one ibadah, that they are reciting my name. I told you every ibadah has its own quality and feature. The Quran, dhikr, tabligh, speeches, lectures, studying hadith. Every ibadah has its own quality and features. And may Allah give us the colors from all the ibadahs. Ameen. May we get all of the qualities, because these are all for the people of man. Not that we leave one, take one, I'll do this, I'm not going to do that, why should I do that, I'm part of this. No. Do everything as much as Allah has given to you. And when He's given to you, then Allah has given you ability and physical power that we can do every action of Islam. Don't make an excuse, oh, I'm doing this, I can't do other things, I'm busy with this, so how can I spend my time in this? That's why we neglect and we're lazy. The Quran says, you will regret tomorrow, you will be envious. Hasad. You will really hit yourself and say, Allah, send us back to the world, Allah, we wasted our time. So these events in the Quran, Allah has mentioned, because we are alive now, still have a chance, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Maybe when we sit down, we'll lose breath. We have no guarantee. No guarantee. So big warning, Big warning, it is better than the regret in hereafter. Understand now how valuable this time is. And don't follow it with your own desires and ego. Follow it according to Allah's preference. Can I do wudu how I want? Let me do this, then I won't wash my feet. No, I can't. I have to do it according to the teaching. Same way there's a preparation for Ramadan. And what's the preparation for Ramadan? First Allah says, purify yourself, do wudu for Ramadan. Ablution for Ramadan. When you do ablution for Ramadan and enter into Ramadan, then you'll start enjoying and understanding and getting the benefits. If you don't do that, oh, I've arrived into Ramadan, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You have started in the wrong footing. The wrong footing. Because we think everything is just the way we think and understand and our own style and our own definition and our own meaning. No, we have to think. Analyze every ibadah Allah has given to us. There's a method of doing it. There's a way of approaching it. And you have to prepare for that in a unique way. So first and foremost for Ramadan, before we enter, the pious predecessors have told us the preparation for Ramadan is that we need to clean ourselves. 1 year of dirt is attached to us. 1 year. Okay, we're getting ready for Jummah. What do we do for Jummah? We do wudu, ghusl. Oh, I'm getting myself clean. So how do I purify myself for Ramadan? Because this is a spiritual ibadah, Ramadan. So it's not being told do ghusl or have a bath and come into Ramadan. There's no hadith. Is there any hadith that says have a bath before Ramadan? So what's the purity? That internally the dirt, the lying, backbiting, the years full of internal sicknesses, diseases within us. Full inside, we are full of dirt. Yes, one person lies, his heart becomes black. And our habit is that we don't do dhikr. If we did dhikr, at least we'd be regularly clean ourselves. There's so much accumulation of sin that our heart becomes black like coal. I'm telling you from the hadith. So what will we do with Ramadan when our heart's like coal and black? What will we get from Taraweeh? How will we attain the spirituality of Ramadan when we're dark and black inside? How? So for that it's said and taught to us that purify yourself internally, then enter into Ramadan, say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. No woman or man without this ghusl, internal ghusl, don't look at the moon of Ramadan. Don't dare to look at the moon of Ramadan. Today is the final night. We have to think tonight, I need to give myself ghusl for Ramadan, otherwise I'll waste this month. Every human being, individual, whatever situation you're in, consider yourself impure, the whole year full of dirt, impurities inside us. Which dirt is it that's not within me? Think like that. Because we've stayed in the dunya for the whole year. And Allah Ta'ala has taken us out of the dunya and taken us to the other place now. 30 days Allah will make us disappear from the dunya. Totally. 30 days. And His ibadah, He has changed everything in this month. Allah says, the fard now you'll get 70 times multiply the reward. Nafal used to leave. Allah says, I'll give you the reward of Nafal now, equivalent to one fard. Allah has transformed it. Allah is up to him what he does. It's his choice. That same salah, same ibadah, but Allah Ta'ala multiplies. The angels change. Their shift changes. It's not that what we see and think. Rather, more than seeing is we should have yaqeen on those things that Rasulullah has said. We can be deceived by looking with our eyes, but you can never be deceived by Rasulullah's hadith. Never. Our visibility is something else. But Rasulullah, what did he say? If he said this, that my eyes can lie, but he is truthful. I don't believe my eyes. If we have this yaqeen and belief, then every challenge of the dunya will overcome. Things in the world will be wrong and the deen will become easy. This is wrong. Oh, how can this be? You can't pray Salah in the world. How can you do this action? Oh, this deen is too hard. It was for the people of the past. How can you implement it now? People complain. But these are things we are saying in front of us, excuses. By yaqeen, the Rasulullah said it, then 100% it can be. It is not impossible. Yes, so we need to strengthen our yaqeen and certainty. So this ibadah of Ramadan, we have to enter into Ramadan so we can attain Ramadan. What is the way to enter into Ramadan? Purity internally. Internally. Oh, it's too hard. How do I clean myself internally? How do I get the dirt out, the backbiting? How do I get, there's only one night left. How do I purify myself? Subhanallah, may we give our all to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. How Allah is Rahim to His servant. Such a ghusl Allah has given to us, such a method of having a spiritual bath. Forget about 1 year of impurities. Even if you are 70 years of dirt attached to you, within a second, shirk, sins, whatever you've done for years and decades, such a ghusl Allah has given, such a bath spiritually, within a second everything will disappear. What is that? That go into Allah's presence, into Allah's court, and do tawbah. Does it take long to do tawbah? repent? No. Does it take long? Do you have to go to a certain place? Do you have to go to a certain location? No. The easiest way to do tawbah, to repent to Allah, to turn to Allah. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't say that I'm unhappy with you and I'm angry with you because you've sinned. Allah says, I like it that you sin and then you do tawbah. Allah says, I like that. So that's why Allah's given us the natural trait, not the angels. Who has been given this ability? Ashraf al-makhlukat wa Allah loves. Who Allah Ta'ala created is Habib Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Within these, the human beings, they've been given this ability that you will sin. You will sin. But after sinning, Allah says, then go to the next step that I've given you the explanation. Look, there's a hadith that you will have heard from the respected scholars. Allah Ta'ala says that I like this point. That you are human beings. If you did not sin, then Allah said, I would remove you from earth. I'd send such a people who would sin. And after sinning, they do tawbah to me. I like those people, Allah says. Subhanallah. What a great statement. So from this, we shouldn't be worried that I'm a sinner, I've done wrong. Forget all of that. Now we need to go forward. We need to attain Ramadan. So Allah says, doesn't matter how many sins accumulate within you, put them to one side. Speak to Allah. Speak to Allah. And go on to the other scale. And put what? As soon as you do tawbah and repent from your mouth, swearing, lying, stealing, alcohol, everything will disappear into thin air. You won't even know what they've done. And you'll become so pure and clean just like you're born now. Just like you're born now. How easy a method it is to do tawbah. So we should do this before Ramadan. We have to definitely do this. If we don't, Ramadan's gone from us. We've lost it. So we will have to do this wudu for Ramadan. The without ablution, if you come to salah, you've wasted salah. Without purity, purification of the batin, Allah Ta'ala has formulated tawbah. And what do we need to do in that tawbah? Very simple method. Do maraqabah and just think for yourself. Maybe you don't have to have a witness, nothing. Just speak to Allah. Ya Allah, Ramadan has come. Oh Allah, Ramadan has come. You've told us that we need to enter into Ramadan clean and pure. Allah, I want to be pure and clean. How? And now we have to promise to Allah, oh Allah, that this month that's coming, Allah, all the dirt, I'm used to sins and music and this and that, clamor. Allah, I know I do all of these things. But, it's a very blessed month that's coming. So, I will definitely do an action. I will prepare that you've given me this month, that you've kept me alive until Ramadan. So in this month, I will not commit sins now. That Allah, I promised you for the month after that, I don't know if I'll do it or not. But in this month, Allah will control myself. And I remember hadith, as Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrated this hadith. She said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at his time, there was an individual, and he used to listen to music, musical instruments, and he used to like listening to music, like his habit was. And he used to do fisp, and wrong actions. Just like today, in every house there is this, there's a box. Yes, so listen carefully to the hadith, and you'll understand how it applies. So not just the timing of eating do we change, rather everything we need to change in our lifestyle in this month. Then we will attain Ramadan, inshallah. Inshallah, we'll attain the barakah of Ramadan, inshallah. So he used to listen to music, musical instruments, he liked that. But soon as Dhul Hijjah days used to come, the blessed days, what did he do in those great days? He'd leave all those sins. And he'd start fasting. Mr. First, somebody went and told Rasulullah SAW this point. So Allah's Nabi SAW said, call that man here. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Just like today we are preparing. So Subhanallah. Then our maqam will be the same. Just like Rasulullah SAW said, that call that man who has done this action. So then what happened? So Rasulullah SAW said, call him. Call him, summon him. He was called. Rasulullah said, tell me, I've realized, I've heard that you keep the fasts and you leave those actions. What's this, what you're doing? Allah's Nabi asked him. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I am a severe, extreme sinful person. Just like we're sat here, just like us. But I heard from you that these are great days. And Allah is very happy to please him if his servant leaves the sins. In these 10 days, for the honor of these 10 days, I don't know about after these 10 days, for these 10 days, the honor, I thought, I made an intention that I'll respect these days. Allah has given me these days, the opportunity, I'm not going to do any bad actions. Allah's Nabi Sam immediately responded that you keep the fast in these 10 days. The Rasulullah said, on your every fast, 100 servants freeing them reward, 100 camel sacrifice reward, 100 horses to send them into the expedition, you'll get the reward. Subhanallah. Imagine the reward. for leaving those wrong things. So today, if we at least make this intention to ourselves, that Allah Ta'ala, let's promise to ourselves, then Ramadan, my Mawla, I won't listen to music, I won't do wasteful talk, TV, stuff, will shut it down, and we'll put the cloth over it, the veil over it, everything. This is the greatest ibadah, I tell you now. Biggest ibadah, I will tell you now. If we don't do this, doesn't matter how much you recite Quran, how many prostrations, how many taraweeh, yes, forget everything afterwards, after that. The salah, you can't pray salah without wudu, you can read the whole Quran, will you get thawab? No. Rather than salah, you'll get a sin for praying salah without the wudu. Even if you read the whole Quran in the salah, there'll be a punishment. So Ramadan, to enter into Ramadan, then the beautiful formula Allah has given, that for example, in taraweeh, Allah will allow us to hear the whole Quran, subhanAllah, and with happiness we'll hear it. What nights Allah will give us, such days Allah will give us, great days with Allah's fadl, that this is a jama'ah of dhikr, the satay, and today's dhikr, I've told you, the Rasulullah said that when you sit in the gathering of dhikr, then eat the fruits from within. And the sahaba comes and said, Ya Rasulullah, some fruits? Which fruits? How? Why? Allah said that the gatherings of dhikr Allah, they visibly look to you like a gathering, but it becomes a garden of paradise. So you are sat in the garden of paradise right now. Who doesn't have yaqeen in this? Tell me now. Hadith. And the Prophet ﷺ said this, you can say you're sat in a masjid, it's all according to your yaqeen. But whoever understands that the Sahaba were, subhanAllah, they said, Ya Rasulullah, immediately they said, yes, we are sat in the garden of paradise. They believed that. Fartawu, eat within the gardens how much you can. Now tell me, which Muslim? Now look at our yaqeen. That Allah Ta'ala morning and evening has established this gathering of dhikr here. But we don't trust and believe in Rasulullah that this is a garden of paradise. Imagine, if somebody's walking past a gathering, someone's feeling sleepy, someone's feeling drowsy, but the gardens of paradise are established, alhamdulillah, Allah has established those people who are traveling, who are entering into the gathering and eating the fruits morning and evening. And the same halaqa, if we then establish them during Ramadan, then imagine, Allah says that I've prepared for this as well. I've prepared for this as well if Allah Ta'ala wills. In the same way there'll be dhikr in the morning, same way in the evening. Rather, 3 times Allah will give dhikr, 3 times in Ramadan. But for those people, only those people who believe and trust in the words of Rasulullah, some of yaqeen, certainty, they see clearly. Doesn't matter what you say, but the partition is there. Who has yaqeen? Who believes? Who is a lover? Who is a mahbub? Who gives his all for the words of Rasulullah? Clearly you will see. And those who leave, they are nafaq, they have hypocrisy, their mind is not correct. Doesn't matter what he says. Dunya can call him what they want. But Allah's Nabi has stated, that's it. He stated, end of story. Yes, nobody can reject that. Yes, so these gatherings weren't established for nothing. Me and you, how can we dare to sit and do dhikr? Where have we got the energy and the power? But may we give our all. Allah Ta'ala, when he establishes something, then he establishes the action. He selects. And people, Allah Ta'ala sends them, Allah creates his lovers to send them to the gatherings of dhikr. And they go, and they attend. And they don't see there's 5, there's only 6 people here, only 3 people here, we need a bigger gathering, more people. No, Allah's Nabi said, do this. And they establish that practice. How can a person leave this? And this is the greatest piety. Piety, that one action a person sees, he says, oh, it's still happening now with this istiqamah, steadfastness, this gathering, such a great gathering. You start thinking, there's no benefit I'm getting, I can't see anything, I haven't become a wali yet, I haven't got khilafat yet, I'm not pious yet. Until now I haven't seen kashf or a vision or a dream, I came to do dhikr for this reason. There's no greater foolishness than this. To think like this. Can there be a greater reward than what Rasulullah said, that you sat in Jannah at that time when you're doing dhikr in the gathering? I will say rather that alhamdulillah, that there's no time that we're free. A person who does dhikr, he's always in Jannah. The Sahaba Ikram, that was their style. That they said, come, my companion, come, let's sit down and do dhikr for a little while. They said, are there hadith like this or not? Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar, such sahaba, they weren't minor sahaba. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. That was their style. Rasulullah said that fartau, consume, eat as much as you can. Halaka dhikr, only those people who sit in the gatherings of dhikr, subhanallah. So we should try. Allah Ta'ala, if he gives you the halaka, the gathering, don't waste it. Don't waste it, otherwise you'll regret. Just like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, then you will regret and have remorse. And Allah, just for the dunya, we gave this up. we should have given everything. We sacrificed everything for our jobs, for money, for business, for wealth. We've tried to earn in all ways and forms. But we don't know that these are wasteful things in dunya. This was the real earning that people have taken. Just like Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah said, that tomorrow you will realize in his kitab, he said that the people of the Khankas, what they have looted in the world, you're laughing at them till they're wasting time. They just keep doing dhikr all day long. But Shaykh Zakariya Sahib said, tomorrow when you wake up, thereafter you will realize the dhakirin, what they have looted in the world. Subhanallah. Today you think they're wasteful people. You think they're wasting time. Oh, look at them, just do dhikr all the time. There's other things to do in the dunya. Why do you keep talking about this? We say, astaghfirullah. But the halakas of dhikr, the sahaba kram, they realized, they knew that they consumed the fruits within. Fartahu. Second point, eat. The mufassirin have said, the commentators, the second quality that comes from fartahu is that take the full benefit from the gathering. That's the second meaning of fartahu. Consume the fruits, and dhikr is such a great action. There's so many fadail, so many rahmah, so many virtues of dhikr. Don't waste them. Rather take benefits, take extreme benefit from within the gathering of dhikr. You will tire in this gathering and taking the benefits, but the fazail will never end. You will get tired, but the fazail will never end. The virtues. So should we leave such an action of dhikrullah? Brothers, by chance you've come today, then at least make an intention. Okay, doesn't matter, Thursday night then we won't leave after today. Do you make a promise, brothers? Yes, promise. Thursday night, if it comes in Ramadan or after Ramadan, and Ramadan's coming, then at least make the attendance to the nights of Jummah on Ramadan. You see the fazail. Three halakas we'll have in Ramadan every day, because everything multiplies and increases. So Allah Ta'ala says, no, do three. Not just two, do three now in Ramadan. Maybe we'll go to other masjids. Apart from here, there'll be other masjids, we'll do dhikr with the fadal of Allah in the different timings. So Allah has given us Ramadan for this purpose. Earn as much as you can, maximum. I've given you dhikr, I've given you love for dhikr. So don't just leave it there. Talawat al-Quran, don't leave it. Don't leave nawafil, don't leave tarawees. Every action you must do. Have to sleep as well. Yeah, have to sleep as well. You have to eat as well, sleep as well. Yeah, in the night only though. In the night only. Allah has explained, this is the ibadah. So first and foremost, the action we need to do to enter into Ramadan, what do we need to do, brothers? Is do ghusl before we enter into Ramadan. Do ghusl internally. And how do we purify ourselves internally? What is the water? Is tawbah. Repentance. What is tawbah? Allah, I promise to you now that Ramadan, I will stop all the wrong things in Ramadan. Music, singing, TV, I'll close it down. Other things, I'll shut them down. And it's haram to cut the beard. It's wajib to grow it. I won't cut my beard in Ramadan. Make yourself different. Don't commit any sins. How can you keep a fast with sin? Is that some sort of life? How can you fast with the sin and say you're a fasting person? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Lie and keep a fast? Look at women and girls and fast? Look at TV and music, sing it and fast. In the house there should be no singing, no musical tones. A woman should not leave the home without parda. At least in Ramadan I wear the parda. Cover yourself totally, it's Ramadan. At least I'll get that thawab that man got. That, subhanallah, that he got the rewards. 100 horses in expedition, 100 camels sacrificed. So at least, he said, just that for the honor of these days, and we say the same, Allah, these 30 days, honorable Ramadan, I'll try my best. Allah, I don't know after that maybe I'll open the boxes after that, shaitan will come back. But these 30 days due to the barakah, at least I'll do this, that we'll attain Jannah with the barakah of Ramadan. The TV, there's a TV, one is the telephone in the pocket. This is very dangerous indeed. We look at different things, we say we're going to look at something, such a system is being made, it lures you. Maulana Saab, he's led Salah, he takes the phone out of his pocket and his Salah's disappeared, and the dirty and naked picture, he keeps on looking, naked picture. Sufi Saab just hosted dhikr, Hazrat Saab just hosted dhikr, he takes the phone out of his pocket, naked picture, he's looking at the same time, parallel. So in Ramadan, at least he should say, I'm not going to do this. So these are not the fast, there's a deception, wasting time if we're fasting with a sin. Better than that is just to eat then during the day. Yes, you're not following the principles. Allah says, this is Ramadan, how you must practice it. And we've just made our own rules, principles, do this and you've got Ramadan. Do this action, you've got Ramadan. No, before Ramadan, purify yourself. To purify yourself is very easy. Sit in front of Allah, Allah, I'm entering into Ramadan. You've brought me here, Allah, this, X, Y, Z, A, B, C, I'll leave these sins, go home. Purify the house, just like you clean the masjid, go home and clean the house tonight. Shut this down, put the veil on that, put a cloth on that, and close and shut down the phones. Everything, pack them, box them away, and prepare for Ramadan. SubhanAllah. Soon as you prepare, Allah will announce immediately in this house, these people, these folk, send the angels, these people will attain the reality of Ramadan. And for such people, Laylatul Qadr will be given to those people. SubhanAllah. This is preparation. Tonight we're doing that. We don't want to waste some of them to attain it. 30 days will go like that. Like that. Very quickly. Like thin air. It will vanish Ramadan. So fast. And some pious people says the first 10 days are such like a man, he's walking. He's walking. Yeah, it's a bit hard. He's walking. And the next 10 days, middle 10 days, is like he's jogging, running. And the third portion, the last 10 days, is like he's got wings and they fly away the last 10 days. They fly away, shoot away. That's how easy, quickly Ramadan passes. It's so easy, so quick. And after Ramadan passes, we say, oh, yaar, if it was Ramadan, I could have done this and do that. It was so good a time. And then a person, he's alert. But during Ramadan, he doesn't like the dunya. He doesn't like eating, drinking. He doesn't like the wrong things. So my brothers, let's do dua to Allah. Let's pray to Allah that we attain Ramadan like this. And this is the welcoming to Ramadan. Just one night left tonight. Me, I should do the same. I should do these things. Two things definitely we need to do. Let's purify ourselves, clean ourselves. Secondly, Allah gives us tawfiq. That wherever there's a gathering of dhikr, immediately attend that and sit down, inshallah. The fadail virtues, what is dhikr in Ramadan? Then inshallah in Ramadan we will discuss and talk to each other if Allah wills. We will keep on meeting each other in the halakas. And then we will keep on talking to each other and discussing what are we getting, what should we do, what are the ibadat in Ramadan, if Allah gives tawfiq. And we'll keep on studying and doing amal on that, inshallah. But at least enter into Ramadan clean and pure. At least enter yourselves into Ramadan properly. Will we do this, brothers? Inshallah. Okay, let's start the dhikr of Allah.
شفيع المسلمين طه يزيد الحبيب الامين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي امه وازواجه امهات المؤمنين وذريته واهل بيته كما صليت على ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا 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 اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجهلنا وخطأنا وأمدنا كل ذلك عندنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استعبدنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واشرنا في زمرته يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك يا قاضي الحاجات iktahajatina yada fiyul balayyot itfa balayyatina yasha fiyul namurad ishfa muradina allahumma abina fi badani allahumma abina fi sami allahumma abina fi basri la ilaha illa anta ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم ربهم كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا الله ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے یا الله ہمارے ماں باپ بخش دے اللهم رمضهمهما كما رمبياني صغيرا اللهم رمضهمهما كما رمبياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وأستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.